All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. Going to start out this show a little bit differently. I wanted to take a minute or two to talk about what happened in Connecticut last week. It's been all over the media, so we're not going to dwell on it for the extent of the show. This is a comedy show, so we will be doing our normal shtick, but I thought it was important to sort of mention that it happened. The one good thing that has come from it, and it's not really good, it's just long overdue, is we now seem to be starting to have a conversation about not just gun control, but also about the state of the mental health care situation in the country. I was a little worried the day it happened that one side would go all ban guns, and completely ignore the mental health aspect of the story, but thankfully that hasn't happened. What's going to happen with it, we don't know. It's just a terrible story. It's one of those things that goes back to, I think I would have to go back almost to 9/11 to have a feeling that bad about something that happened in the United States. The shootings in Norway, that island in Norway where a gunman took out dozens of kids, I had the same feeling too. But I just wanted to say before we started that we're thinking about Connecticut, we're talking about the problems and looking for ways to solve them, and before people start yelling at each other about it and taking big sides, everybody should just take a moment, take a step back, and think about what really matters and how we can get past this. So that's all I wanted to say.
Almost live from one of the most diverse cities in America, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D. And now, with one coffee table and three microphones, here's Nate.
All right. Now on to the regularly scheduled program.
Woo!
Had to be said.
It did have to be said. No, I
did.
I appreciate that.
But, you know, we're not doing the whole show on it, because if you want that, that's everywhere. Literally everywhere. So there's plenty of places to read up on it if you would like to, but we're not going to do that at all. We're about a week before Christmas. Goodness sakes. Yeah, we're recording two shows tonight. This is the first one. The next one, the Christmas show, quick announcement, that's going to go up a little bit early for everybody. So if you want to listen to the Christmas show on or before Christmas, that's going to be available on Sunday evening.
Ooh.
So a little bit early for you.
Do you know what Sunday is?
That would be, I believe, your birthday.
Right.
The 23rd?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucks. We have two Christmas babies. We have two Christmas babies on the show, and I just, on behalf of Christmas babies everywhere, I would like to say to any Christmas baby listeners, we know what you're going through during these holiday seasons. It sucks.
Ted, do you really qualify as a Christmas baby since you're Jewish?
I'm more of a Hanukkah baby, but Hanukkah keeps bouncing around. But even so, I'm affected by Christmas. You know, being born on the 26th or Boxing Day, it gets lost in the shuffle. It's like, oh, we already done enough celebrating. Forget Ted's birthday. Poor Ted.
You should go to Canada. They have a big celebration there, and they don't know why.
For Boxing Day?
Yeah, well, I actually have expanded it to Boxing Week.
It's a whole week of boxing?
Well,
putting things in boxes.
Basically, it's a boxing week sale, so it's a way to get people to come out and buy more stuff.
I would just imagine I get a lot of Christmas gifts people didn't actually want as birthday gifts on Boxing Day.
Oh, it could be. That could very well be.
That's the dream. So,
And after that, we're going to have our New Year's show. We're recording that next week. Mm-hmm. And what we would like to do is we're going to talk about predictions and New Year's hopes. Ooh. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to get people to call into the show listener line, and that number is 818-861-6283, and you can leave us a little message about any hopes or predictions that you have for 2013, assuming that we don't all die in the whole Mayan apocalypse.
Yeah. Shouldn't we record our Christmas show after that, just in case? We don't want to waste doing a show. No?
So no, we'll be fine.
Okay, just want to make sure.
We'll be fine. It'll be out there in the ether for people.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we can go out celebrating. Also wanted to take a second to thank everybody who's been buying their holiday gifts on Amazon through the Nate Darling Show.
Has there been a goodly number?
It's been our best month ever.
Woo! It's all relative. But
it is all relative. So thank you to the people who've been doing it. And
about an outrageous bill.
Oh my God! I can't shut this guy up.
Who was that?
Dale.
We pick up the check. We'll get to that
stop
in a second.
Dale.
I know it won't stop. So yeah, if you've still got shopping to do for Christmas or Ted's birthday or whatever. you still have time to go to natedarlingshow.com, click the Amazon tab, and support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we really do appreciate it. Coming up on today's show, ooh, good stuff. Are Fox News viewers dumb? We'll find out. The family that I hate more than anybody else in the world, plus the cheapest babysitter you can find, and we're going to start out with Justin Bieber. This was disturbing to me when I found this out. And there are ties to my home state of Vermont. Well, people in jail in Vermont. But still, he was targeted in a bizarre murder and castration plot.
Ew.
Yeah, a convicted murderer and rapist who's behind bars for some reason decided to cook up a plot to murder and castrate Bieber and his bodyguard. The mastermind behind the bizarre plot is Dana Martin. He's currently serving time in a New Mexico prison for the murder and rape of a 15-year-old girl, so he's a classy guy. He has had an obsession with Bieber, including a tattoo of the pop star on his leg. Yee.
Wow.
He convinced a man he met in prison and the guy's nephew to take out Bieber and his bodyguard. The plan was for the duo to take them out in Vermont and then murder Bieber and his bodyguard while they were in New York City for their performance at MSG last month. Now, the plan included some grisly details. He wanted the men to strangle Bieber with a paisley tie. Because
details are always funny.
That's so specific.
That's his calling card. And then to castrate him with pruning shears.
That's disgusting.
Who even has pruning shears?
Apparently this guy. I don't know. Maybe Osh does?
Okay. All right.
I thought I'd go with a pseudo-local hardware store. I
bet you could find pruning shears by using our link to Amazon.com.
Yeah, you probably could.
For all
could.
Your holiday castration needs.
If you would like to hatch a plot to castrate Bieber, and by the way, we do not endorse that.
Do not castrate people.
The whole thing blew up when one of the guys was arrested on outstanding warrants in Vermont before he could carry out the plan. His nephew made it to New York and was recorded in a conversation saying that he was disappointed he couldn't carry out the murders. Police in New York arrested him, saying at the time that he had the murder tools, including, the pruning shears. Oh. So you can find them.
I wonder how many guys this person has killed. I mean, not that he has a calling card in a paisley
Well, he's
pie.
Killed at least one, but so we know that. Okay. That's why he's in jail.
Right.
But good Lord. I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I will applaud him for his humanity in this respect, that he waited until after the strangulation for the castration.
Okay, he's
what's the point
guy.
Then?
I don't know
is
what the
really
point of
castration or is it just then it's just mutilating a body?
I think it's taking a souvenir at that point.
Somehow I feel like this is the right point to say. Remember that thing we're talking about, like good mental health treatment?
Yes.
So many candidates.
Right.
For that.
Yeah, this guy's in jail has become the mental health treatment place.
It has. That's no joke.
Which is scary because you can't get any mental health treatment in jail, can you?
Well, no, you can. You can. I mean, in California, really the only mental health hospitals that still exist are populated by people who are not competent to stand trial.
Right.
The Sacramento Bee had a really good series. I'm bringing it down.
Oh.
Had a really good series running throughout the year about I think actually it was like Dan Lundgren's nephew or something. No, it was a good story. It's not one where we boo Dan Lundgren. It's sad. It was an elected official I normally don't like. It was in his family. I believe it was his nephew's struggle with getting treatment for mental illness and how he literally, until he stabbed a guy and could get into a mental hospital, there was nothing the family could do.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's messed up.
So, yeah, you do. You know, we let people kind of have the first one free.
It's unfortunate.
Because you can't get them any inpatient care.
Well, you used to be able to get people committed. and you can't really do that anymore.
There's nowhere to commit them to.
Well, there's that. Anyway, there's that. You can put people, you can put a 5150 hold on people, but that's only for like 24 hours or something. It's a very short period of time if you can actually get it, like they did with Britney Spears. So, anyway, speaking of things that are a little bit nutty, we go now to the Today Show and a discovery in North Korea that our friend Larry Mead would be very excited about.
A raising announcement out of North Korea. The state news agency there claims that archaeologists have just located an ancient unicorn lair. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski has more on that. Michelle, explain, please.
Yes, Matt, we mere mortals only know unicorns in legend and song, but in North Korea, also in some ways something of a mythical place, and so few ever see it, they claim to have found what purports to be a real unicorn hideout. In the secrecy-shrouded land of revered deer leaders who point at things, elaborate military demonstrations, missile tests, and an enormous empty hotel, North Korea now adds another feather to its dictatorial cap, this one explosive only in its weirdness. The Korean Central News Agency, at the same time as reporting such nuggets as banquet given and new kinds of saunas appear in Pyongyang, reveals something else has appeared in the capital on a hill. An ancient unicorn lair. Now that's something to point at. The article quotes archaeologists as actually reconfirming the discovery, saying a rectangular rock carved with the words unicorn lair
right
stands in front of the lair. The carved words are believed to date back to the period of the Koryo Kingdom.
Because if you're a unicorn, you want to let people know where the lair is.
Yeah, unicorns only have secret lairs. Everybody knows that.
Up the credentials of the young leader who is still in his 20s. North Korea likes to make the claim that heroic blood runs in the family.
References to unicorns do appear.
Yeah, you know what also runs in the family? Heroic hair. Those the leaders in North Korea have had the most fantastically comedic hair. I don't know why, but so North Korea apparently found a unicorn lair. The Today Show piece goes on and on about unicorns.
To be fair, they're right about him needing to shore up his credentials. He's only in his 20s. That's why I had Gnome Hunter on my resume until
right
at least last year.
Well, to be fair, if the people reading your resume had been starved for years and years, they might actually buy that.
It's true. Well, I mean, if you could eat gnomes.
No. But what I'm saying is, when somebody's been starved for quite a while, they're not really working with the full mental capacity to go, no, that's bullshit.
It's true. This is where I normally would make a vegan joke, but I won't because
you don't want to offend Ted's vegan girlfriend.
No, because
or gnomes.
I respect her.
No, I was
grudging.
Yeah. Spec isn't funny though.
Not at all.
Just kidding. I love you, vegan girlfriend. I do.
Now, this next story. Oh my god, this amused me no end. It comes to us from my friends over at News 10, the competitor. It's their exclusive story.
Oh, News 10. What is that? That's not a name of a station. It doesn't have a K in front of it. Please.
Canoes 10. It's silent.
It's a silent K.
Like,
who news? I didn't news that.
This story from Larry, again, Larry Mead, his favorite place, Stockton, California. It's about three women and a restaurant.
Last night to three Stockton women is a whole nother story. In a News 10 exclusive, reporter Gabriel Rojas shows us why they now want the restaurant to pay.
Christina Duran and her friends had enjoyed their evening at the Cameo Club Casino's restaurant, but when the check came, Christina couldn't believe her eyes.
I got the bill and I was looking at the bill and I was like, why does the receipt say fat girls?
At first, her friends assumed...
Okay, my guess is it says that because somebody wanted to identify the party that it was going to because the waiter who started their bill was leaving. Is that the best way to do it? Probably not. We'll carry on. Oh, now it won't play. It played the whole time. And I stop it to make a point. It doesn't anymore.
I would say, though, that your reason just then for because the waiter who started it had to leave and identify, actually, it was just because the waiter was an asshole.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff the waiter.
Jeff the waiter is
kind of
an
asshole. So I'll just read the rest of it. At first, her girlfriends thought she was joking. And it's like, no, it did say right up at the top underneath Jeff, it said fat girls. So it's quite the kerfuffle going on. They They claim extreme humiliation. Of course this isn't going to play now. My God. The K is silent. This was what wouldn't stop playing before when we wanted it to.
We'll talk about
here we
an
go.
Outrageous bill. When we pick up the...
I blame Dale Sherneck personally.
Here we go. Club Casino's restaurant. But when the check came, Christina couldn't believe her eyes.
I got the bill and I was looking at the bill. And I was like, what does the receipt say? Fat girls.
At first, her friends assumed she was joking.
I was laughing at her and she was like, I'm serious. I'm like, no, it does not say fat girls. Let me see it.
She was like, you're lying. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Look at it. She was like, fat girls.
I was like, give me that. And I'm looking, I was like, oh, heck no.
When the server returned, he denied having anything to do with it. He explained that Jeff, the name on the receipt,
right,
must have been the one who typed the words into the system.
Sure.
But Jeff was gone. Oh. So the three demanded
fucking
to see
Jeff.
A manager.
Jeff is represented in this video clip by a salt and pepper shaker set.
Not to laugh.
The manager apologized, but his first reaction was to offer 25% off the bill. The ladies were shocked.
He was like, well, I could do 50%. And we were just like, are you serious?
Christina Huerta took a photo of the receipt.
By the way, the bill is $25. You couldn't have comped them.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
Why people will laugh when they first hear this story, but after a while, it's no laughing matter.
It's not. It's not funny. Because I could just see it over and over again, and I still can't believe it. They were just fat girls.
Oh.
This is just something we got to deal with.
I know this is something that's wrong with me, but every time I hear that, I laugh. I know it's something that's wrong with me. Here's Jimmy the manager.
But when he found out, he questioned Jeff, whom Seamers says admitted to typing the words into the system.
I don't think he understood completely because he was busy last night, but that's just no excuse.
Seamers says Jeff remains suspended while management continues to investigate.
Can you foresee anything in this investigation that would basically save this guy's job?
No.
In the meantime, Seamers has a message for the women.
I just want to tell them that we're sincerely sorry for that and that we'll do everything in our power to make sure that this never happens to anyone ever again.
Nonetheless, it isn't clear if anything can make up for the damage done.
I still can't believe, I still can't get that out of my mind, what happened to us. Like, I still can't believe that somebody would put that on a receipt.
They can't change it. There's something that is, like, we got to live with, all three of us.
Okay.
Boy.
I know it's horrible, and I know they're all broken up over it, but let's get a little perspective here for just a moment, shall we?
Let's get Nate perspective.
Let's just get a little perspective. Yeah, it was a jackass thing to do. Yes, it was insulting to do. But to break down like that first of all, to call the TV station so that you can go, we were humiliated. I mean, come on. Who would have known you were humiliated outside of the manager and your friends until you went to the TV station?
You should have just taken it, ladies. You should fucking suffer.
No. I didn't
even remotely. Come on.
Did they call the TV station?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't know the
origins. Yes, they did.
How do you know? Oh, is it like, oh, is this like insider? Well,
do you think...
Do you guys all hang out together?
Do you really think that News 10 put out an ad like, did someone call you fat on a receipt?
No, but I mean, who fat, like,
like
how
Maury.
Did... Actually, I would believe that they would put out a call like that because for a while there were stories about all kinds of like, people at drive through get like, you know, some racist remark on their check or their
right.
bill or whatever.
Right, and we had a story like that too.
I could see a Facebook post, having read the Facebook posts of various stations that are like, has this ever happened to you? Tell us.
Yeah.
Well,
they post in their Facebook and someone who works for a news station. It's a small town.
That's true. I'm just curious if you actually know they called the station or I don't know. Not, but I hear what you're saying, Nate, kind of. I mean, but I would be pissed off too if someone put bald guy on the receipt, but I wouldn't be happy. But I don't think I'd call the news about it.
Right.
That's my own little secret.
Right. You'd have gone to the manager and say, listen, this is bullshit. I'm not paying for this. You're going to comp our bill and we're going to leave.
And then I'd yelp about them.
Yeah. And then you yelp about it like common folk do. And you just go, hey, they suck. Here's what they did. And then it'll go viral on Yelp. And then you'll be a hero and no one will have to see you crying on TV.
Because
now you're sad fat girl.
Oh, God.
In front of the world. And you did that. Jeff didn't do it. So that's what happened.
Okay.
They were outraged.
I still think Jeff did it.
Well, Jeff, I'm sure, I know Jeff did it. That's not up for dispute.
But it's still Jeff's fault.
Jeff got fired.
You should be mad at Jeff.
Jeff is a giant douchebag. I'm not
mad at the Jeff who probably doesn't actually exist.
He may not. He may be as mythical as those North Korean unicorns.
Spoiler alert, ooh. Jeff is Tyler Durden.
There's a Jeff Lair in Stockton somewhere.
Jeff is Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is Jeff.
Jeff is Cat Williams.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, God. I realized we were trying to defend poor Cat.
Yeah, I mean, we can't pile on Cat Williams anymore until he does something else. This guy, though, we can pile on this guy all day long if we like.
Yes, we can.
This comes to us from Florida. Yeah.
Where
authorities have arrested a Palm Coast man and charged him with child neglect for allegedly going to a bar and leaving his 10-month-old at home with no one to care for him. Well, except for their pet pit bull.
Aww.
The child's mother had reportedly left the baby with a 41-year-old James R. Irvine on Friday night and later called to check up on him. After phoning several times, he finally picked up and told the mother he was watching the game. Concerned, the woman arrived at his house around midnight to find him trying to come into the house through the garage. She confronted him, and then he confessed to, quote, stepping out for a few drinks, but denied leaving the baby alone. What's your defense there? Look, I went to the bar for several drinks, but I brought the baby with me.
Well, that would have been fine, as long as he didn't drive.
Well, maybe. So in the house, the mother found the dog sitting outside a closed bedroom door. The baby was inside the room crying and wet, indicating that he hadn't been changed for a while. How long is that?
Too long.
I don't have a baby, but my guess is they're wet right after they wet themselves.
Well, and for as long as the diaper's on them.
Right, but that could be, if your baby wets themselves, they could have wet themselves a minute
ago.
Or
a diaper rasher, and especially fat diaper.
Oh, there you go.
You know, you can tell there's like one wee is a damp diaper. All the wee is a big diaper.
So the deputies got there about a half hour later. They arrested him. Then they went to the bar and learned that he had six beers before skipping out on paying his $23.50 tab.
That's a good deal on beers, right?
Yeah, six pack for $24.
At a bar. Oh,
yeah, at a bar, absolutely.
He was drinking Bud Light, I'll bet you.
Yeah, he would have to be.
I don't know.
By the way, in a combination of things lame, horrible, and weak ass, I saw a 12-pack of Bud Light at the store just before the store today with a Raiders logo on it. And I'm like, that is a dangerous combination of crappy stuff.
That is bad.
I could see that selling in Oakland.
it'll sell in a lot of places.
You know,
uh-oh.
That guy.
Which guy?
Irvine? I don't like pit bulls. First of all, it's funny to me because I'm pretty sure James Irvine is like the name of the guy who owns the Irvine company and is very wealthy, and that's not the same James Irvine.
No.
Pit bulls. Let's see if we get some people calling into the phone number over this, because their pit bull lovers are as rabid as their dogs.
I have friends and former coworkers who have pit bulls.
I am so in favor of there being some kind of rule against breeding those dogs anymore. And I get pit bull and like the pit bull fan club out there,
right,
is they're rabid fans, because I once did a blog post on a San Francisco-based website about a pit bull attack, and we got like 68 comments in an hour or some crap, and people, they really, really want to have the right to have a dog that can rip your kid's face off, a lot.
Well,
it's a very important right for them.
I don't know that it's necessarily that, but what you're really advocating what you're advocating is the total extinction of a species.
No, that's not of all dogs, of a breed. I'm saying don't breed. Those dogs were bred selectively.
Right.
It's also, you know, the great American failure of science education. But the way genetic works,
science,
in order to get these dog breeds, I mean, there's a lot of dog, they should all be mutts, because mutts are healthier anyway, right? I mean, a lot of dog breeds are unhealthy,
right,
for themselves because of selective breeding that made them the way they are. But pit bulls can be unhealthy for other people, which is why I don't like them.
Well, yeah, that can be the case. I do agree with the assertion that some people have, that if you have a pit bull that you train to be dangerous, they're definitely going to be dangerous. And if you have a pit bull that you do nothing but love on and treat well and spoil and do that with, you're probably never going to have an issue with them.
Probably. Probably.
Well, there you go. We should stop breeding people, too, because they do some fucked up things.
Yeah, it's they go along with your thing.
But dogs aren't people.
Aww.
They're dogs.
Hey, that's probably...
I'm not saying go out. I'm not saying round up all the pit bulls and get rid of them. I'm just saying stop breeding fighting dogs selectively.
Right.
You're... to promote the traits that make them dangerous.
Here, here.
Well, and dog fighting should be banned anyway. It is, basically, but it needs to be banned more. It needs to be rooted out. And... sadly, it's accepted in a lot of cultures, and we've come to the point where everybody goes, well, it's a different culture. You can't judge. You have to sort of accept them. That's what they do. That's normal for them. And it's not. It's not okay. It's not cool, and it needs to be rooted out. Dog fighting, cock fighting, any sort of fighting with animals where they fight to the death is
WWE,
absurd.
WWE, still okay.
That's perfectly okay. That's choreographed entertainment violence.
Consensual.
Yeah, and last I checked, the only razor blades are used to cut themselves for theatrical reasons.
Do they have midgets anymore in WWE?
That's an inappropriate term, Ted.
Do they have people of short stature?
Little people? They do have one, yes.
One?
Oh. Hornswoggle. He's the only one.
Okay. Uh-oh. Ooh.
Yeah, it's time for Cooler Tool.
Uh-oh.
That's what that music means. All right, up first in Cooler Tool, unicorns. Ted, start us off. Cooler Tool.
Oh, unicorns are magical, wonderful creatures. Of course they're cool. What's not to like about unicorns?
Hey, it's all your opinion, man.
No, that's it's factual. It's not an opinion.
Christiana, unicorns. Cooler Tool.
Tool, Team Pegasus.
What?
Didn't see that coming, did you?
That was a swerve.
It's a fair point.
Oh, you didn't know.
If they existed,
don't need to know.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tool because I think if they actually existed, all they would do is just jam that horn and gore people all day.
I saw the end of Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, they're like the pit bull of horses. Wait, dogs. Never mind.
What? Zebras.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Huh? But I don't trust them.
If Larry was with us today.
Because I'd have to think they'd be looking down that thing, going all cross-eyed and being angry at stuff. And they would just jam it into people just to get that out of their head, so to speak. Anyway,
why they'd be so pissed off?
Well,
if you love them and didn't breed them to hate, then I don't know.
Yeah. Up next in Cooler Tool, people go on TV to tell thousands of people that they were humiliated in front of 10 people. Christiana, why don't you start us off?
Jeff is the tool. That's all.
Well, that's not the question.
Yeah, but I mean, Jeff the people aren't tools. They're
okay.
Cool. They're fine. They stood up for themselves in the way that they felt they needed to.
Okay, Ted.
Wow, that's such a loaded way of phrasing the cooler tool question.
I know, and it's going to make
objection assumes facts not in evidence.
It's going to make a big difference in society which way you go with this. So.
Oh, I know. I'm so torn, but I guess I do have a problem with people drawing attention to themselves in a way that I was hurt. Look how hurt my feelings are because of stuff. But I guess drawing attention. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. Well, Jeff's a tool. What a tool that Jeff. Fire him.
You have to pick one, man.
Oh, right. Then they are, I guess, more tool than cool.
All right. I'm going to go tool, too, because if you're really humiliated, the last thing you want to do is to put your shame out there for the world. If you're putting your shame out there for the world, you just want to get attention for yourself. Plain and simple. There's plenty of other ways to draw attention to how crappy said business was to you. It's called Yelp in the Internet. And if you don't have the Internet at home, go to the library. They have it there. It's free.
Actually, you know, I don't know much about this place, but I did feel a little bad because they're getting... I mean, I know they hired a douchey guy, but,
right.
You know, they get a lot of bad publicity. People, I don't know, because of this whole instance. I know they try to make it right, but I don't know. I just kind of feel bad about the outcome of this.
They get, and this is the problem that businesses had, and I had this conversation with Brian from Kimon. I'll get through this really quickly. You're kind of responsible for what your employees do, so it's not really necessarily fair to the business, but you got to keep an eye on stuff. And that's why when they come to you and say it, you don't go, well, I'll give you 25% off. It's a $25 check, asshole. Just comp them and apologize.
Yeah, you should pretty much trip over yourself to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Totally it's going to cost me $25 off of what the net would be. Really, what's that actually costing
me?
$10.
Just say you're going to fire the guy, even if you don't.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Because they're
not representing our company anymore.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
No.
I mean, that's just
And they don't know
happen.
Who Jeff is. If Jeff, since he never existed, it'll be easy to fire him.
He's probably a unicorn.
Yeah, he could be.
He's hiding out in a lair in North Korea.
He could be. Still, there are other ways, so tool. And finally, trusting your pet so completely.
Oh, God.
That you would trust them with your most prized possession. I'll start with the parent in the family in the group.
Well, I thought you meant me because I have a cat. Well, the human parent. I'm sorry. Go ahead. <I'm> biased.
Fair.
Fair point.
Sorry. Go ahead, Christiana.
Just tool. Yeah, I think we know the answer.
Leaving a pet to... Yeah, why would you leave a pet to guard your child? It doesn't make any sense. I just... No, bad
idea. I would leave a unicorn.
Oh.
A guard unicorn?
A castrated one.
Oh.
Call back.
Oh.
I'm like with the horn, not the... I mean, I don't think a unicorn having or not having its balls would matter.
Yeah, it's cool to trust your pet, but not that much because right. they're not that trustworthy. I have Ted, you have a cat. I have two cats, and here's what I know.
The cat just came over because I think the cat wants to be part of this discussion.
He does.
I just want people to know.
Or he's just really dumb and decided to wander over here. Here's the thing about my pets. I don't trust them any farther than I can see them because while I love my cats, they are untrustworthy, sneaky little buggers. Same thing goes for dogs. Because if you don't believe it, leave something and then sort of turn your back like you're not paying attention, and invariably they will be into it. So, tool, do not trust your animals that much. It's silly.
Okay.
It's silly.
Oh, poor Hef. He has this look of not very brightness in his...
Well, that's him. He is not very bright, but that's okay.
We love him anyway.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Not everybody has to be smart.
That's right.
The world needs dumb, sweet cats.
Right.
Who will climb on people.
It's not just pit bulls. You got to be careful with all kinds of dogs and babies.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was a Jack Russell killed a 4-day-old baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
A month or two ago.
Well, you have to be careful, really, honestly.
Just a well-placed bite in the neck, you know.
You have to be careful with any pet and a baby, because here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about babies, apparently.
They're kind of...
they're delicious.
Sorry.
And they're and they're very fragile.
Sorry, yeah. Vegan girlfriend.
Humans should not survive. Babies can't do anything.
I know.
Yeah, they cannot defend themselves at all.
It's amazing as a species that we exist.
I know. It's crazy. When you think about all of the other species of the world and what they can do, although when kittens are born, they're pretty helpless, too. Their eyes are closed. Yeah, they're pretty much like a pig in a blanket.
But they're born in such numbers that they can at least survive. We just come out in ones and twos, usually.
Yeah.
And we're food for unicorns.
Mm-hmm. Unless you genetically engineer...
Oh, that's coming.
Which will happen.
Yay.
Okay.
Future is now.
I wanted to talk about this family for a minute because...
Your favorite family?
Yeah. These could be the people that I hate the most in the world. Not really. I hate murderers more, but these people are right up there. This is a high school freshman. Her name is Sage Hatch. She was sick of seeing her peers revealing too much skin when she came to school each day. So she saw midriff grazing tops, exposed cleavage, and short shorts. From elementary to middle school and then to high school, she noticed the immodesty. That's what she told ABCNews.com. So she wanted to start a club to bring awareness to it and bring remembrance to what modesty is. And she was inspired by her brother. Yes, her brother who started the No Cussing Club. That little curly-haired cocksucker. Yeah, that's how I refer to him.
Wait, did you just call a kid a cocksucker?
Yeah, he's not a kid anymore. He's an adult. I don't literally mean it. I'm just cussing because I can. Fuck him.
Ooh.
It's the internet.
Snap. FCC, you'll let us be.
Yeah, come on. Come on, FCC.
Let me be me.
Go through the internet, and when you rank the level of things going on in the internet that are bad, me calling this little asshole a cocksucker is going to rank very low on the list. Catfight. I don't know. I don't necessarily have a problem with her starting this awareness that, hey, you don't have to dress like you're a slut all the time. But I really, really, really hate her brother that much.
Oh.
Because
he didn't want people to cuss?
Because he's a fucking pompous little peckerweed.
Oh.
See, I just get to cuss through the whole thing.
He was trying to stop your freedom of speech or something. Well, I don't know.
There was a whole thing. There was a fucking day of it, and they wasted time and a fucking proclamation at the Capitol. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Wow, he really affected you.
Yeah, yes, this guy pissed me off. This guy caused me to curse more.
How old was he, this guy, when he did it? How old was he again?
I think he was like 15 or 16.
Okay.
So he's...
Well, I'm sure he got into Oral Roberts with a full ride, so it's...
God, I hope
so. McKay Hatch.
Well, you know, anyway, it hasn't gone well.
I hate it when kids try to make their world a better place. Those fuckers. I mean, I disagree with all the family's politics. But.
The mocking of them has returned. So people have done things that I don't endorse at all, like egging their van and graffitiing it, calling their house and threatening them. It's one thing for me to get on a podcast and call them a little curly haired peckerweed, but it's another thing to threaten them because that's just inappropriate. But he also co-authored wrote a book with the mother, Raising a G-Rated Family in an X-Rated World. There's your plug. I hope you can buy it on Amazon. It's got to be full of pearls of wisdom from these asshats. Jesus Christ.
An X-Rated World? Dang, I'm living in the wrong part of the world.
They got rid of that. It's NC-17.
I know. Well, it doesn't have the same ring to it, so that's how it goes. Anyway. And they're like, people are afraid to stand up. It's not that people are afraid to stand up. It's that you're a dick.
People are afraid to stand up because when they do and they go on the news, somebody calls them stupid for exposing their humiliation to the world.
I was humiliated. shut up.
Merry Christmas.
Now, this next, I love this next story because it should make everybody happy that they have nothing to do with this man. He's from Florida, too. I know, shocking. He allegedly tried to drown his wife in the dog bowl.
What?
Yeah. It's terrible. He's 47. He was arrested on charges of committing a felony that could cause death, felony battery, and battery charges. Now, according to the police, his wife asked her husband to watch TV with her and later brought him dinner. Police said he complained about his meal and threw it on the ground. Then he tackled his wife and put her head in the dog's water bowl. He held his wife's head in the bowl until she nearly passed out. Now, according to police, he then choked her. His wife told police that she believed her husband was trying to kill her. And this is the part of the story that I found very interesting from the police report. The dog bowl was 5 inches across and about 3 inches deep, enough for a face to fit in. They have like face measurements in police land. Boy. These are the times I miss Mel.
Oh, does she know?
Because yeah. She was a cop.
Cop writing.
That's cop writing. And Mel on vacation in Costa Rica as we speak.
Olé.
Hi. So we'll have her back in January to tell us all about it.
Oh, okay, good.
The wife had red marks on her face, abrasions on her neck. He was arrested and taken to jail. It's a bad scene. It's a bad scene in Florida. First of all, if your wife is not...
Violence against women. Boo. It's funny.
No.
This isn't funny at all.
No, I know.
The only funny part about it is the cop writing in the story.
Cop writing, it's funny.
And by the way, Mr. Richard Watson, if your wife is bringing you dinner and she wants to watch TV with you...
Yeah, bitch.
Shut the fuck up and do it, you asshole.
Yeah, seriously.
God. I hope someone named Dwayne is doing horrible things to him in jail right now.
What if it's someone else, not Dwayne?
It can be it could be do anything. I mean,
okay,
whatever.
It has to be a do.
Yeah, or la, whatever. Whatever okay. You've added as a prefix to your name that's ended you up in jail, I just hope you do horrible things to this guy. Because he's a dick. A lot of dog stories in Florida. By the way, where was the dog during all this?
That's a baby, good question.
Probably yeah. babysitting the neighbor's kid.
Florida.
I hate when the dog is away babysitting. It's awful.
Oh, well, dog has to make some money.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
the only exception to that is Nana from Peter Pan.
That's
anybody
a good point.
Remember?
Yes, Nana.
She
a good
did
dog.
Fine.
Yeah, she was a good
sheep
dog.
Sheep dogs.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, there's exceptions.
But dog most... and Babe the pig for if you need to babysit a baby pig.
Fictional dogs can babysit. Let's agree on that.
What?
Well, not Cujo. That'd be ridiculous. But I know Nana and
Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I don't know if I trust
the
tramp.
Oh, yeah, that was trying to teach us the opposite lesson, right?
Wait, weren't the Siamese cats in that movie bad influence?
Yeah, and it was the rat. They thought it was the dog, but it was the rat.
Oh, the rat.
She was only trying to protect the baby from the rat.
Yeah, you can't trust the rat.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah, I don't know how we get on that track either.
Oh,
you know
rude.
What? I'm very disappointed. Yahoo has let me down. We can't find out if...
I blame Marissa Mayer.
If, in fact...
And her baby.
Fox News viewers are dumber than other viewers.
I read that study. I think it's shenanigans.
I think
I do too.
I think they're isn't it? I thought there were other studies that they were just less.
They're far less,
less
informed.
Educated or less likely to check multiple news sources or something.
Right. They are of the mind that Fox News is the place for news and every place else is a liberal biased media.
They're an impression that it's news.
Right. And so that's the whole thing. They're not necessarily any dumber. There were things in the study that were really weird. Like, oh, it's a Fox News viewer has an IQ 20 points lower. No. I'm like, when was the last time anybody took an IQ test?
Yeah, it was bogus.
I think I've taken one IQ test in my life in school, and I have no idea. And they wouldn't tell us what the results were.
Oh, what's the point of that?
Well, it's so the school will know who's smart, but
oh, you can figure it out.
Well, yeah, I think we all already knew, but then you can't go, ha-ha, I'm 120 and you're 73, ha-ha.
Forrest.
Run, Forrest, run. Yeah, the assertions were like the average person has an IQ of 100 and the average Fox News viewer has an IQ of 80.
Yeah.
I find that very difficult to believe.
Yeah, me too. I think there's some very smart people that probably watch Fox News. And, I like to watch the little manipulations going down.
Well, and I also think the IQ tests are kind of bogus because it's a weird measurement of intelligence. It's sort of a standardized test of stuff that doesn't really matter. Because I maybe it's just me, but I think intelligence involves the ability to figure things out too.
Yeah, see, you're confusing intelligence with just being smart.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be smart, not as intelligent as someone else, but be smart. Because like intelligence says it's raining. Smart says get an umbrella or don't stand by that large metal pole.
Fair point.
Wisdom
Fair point.
And intelligence. It's like in Dungeons and Dragons. No, it's not. Just to Ted.
Unicorns!
Woo!
Okay,
unicorns.
The first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says ow, you stop.
All right.
Oh.
Now, speaking of studies, they've shown that whether you're from the north, the south, a southern twang pegs the speaker as a comparatively dimwitted but also likely to be a nicer person than folks who speak like a Yankee. Stereotypes based on the accent are deep-rooted, and they have profound consequences because accents influence who we select as friends, who we respect with authority and leadership, where we prefer to live, employment, and the very real extent of our personal aspirations in life. As a consequence of self-perception, directing ambition in education, and other endeavors.
Wait, what?
That is the longest sentence ever put into print. My God.
It's true. I saw an MTV special on this one. It's called I'm from Staten Island. And it was these kids. Like, some of them were trying to get... This one girl wanted to be an actress, so she was going to get elocution lessons, so she stopped talking like she was from Staten Island.
Well, when I was in college, we had to... When I was at St. Joseph's College in Maine, we had to take, as part of the communications program, a voice and diction class, which... trained us to lose
like California.
Well, it's called Chicago Standard, but yeah,
Chicago,
which is really weird.
Chicago,
yeah, it's really weird because you don't want to sound.
Oh yeah, sure.
Basically, the idea is to sound like you come from nowhere,
like California.
California,
yeah. And the
can
thing,
you talk like a Maine Stater? Please talk like a Maine Stater.
Oh yeah, I've done it on the show
Do
before.
It. Do
I
it.
Need to have something to talk about. I'll hit it at some
Small
point.
Small town news.
Ooh, good call.
Maybe. That is from Maine, so that'll work out well.
Yes.
No, so we had to do that, and we had people that were from Maine, like girls who had the Maine accent, and we had people from the Boston area that came up. So we had some really thick
Boston.
Accent. Oh
Packed
my god!
Packed the car in the garage,
and people were
I'm Jack
over,
Kennedy
over the course.
Sure,
I don't know. I can't do that one very well. But I can't do Northeastern Southern. I could do best you West Virginia, but that's about it.
Hmm. But
he was not impressed.
No, that's fine.
You talk a good game, but you're not showing us. So,
but it's like the perception that the British accent is smarter. I mean, when you hear somebody with a British accent,
it is not. I'm married to one.
Right.
Oh, I love you.
Oh,
blow that stereotype out of the water.
Your daughter, though.
It's true. Smart. She's adorable.
And she's brilliant.
British accent doesn't make you super cute if you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt on a woman either. It really doesn't. Although there are variations of the British accent.
Yeah, they're stupid. I mean, you don't. Yeah. You want somebody to sound like Hugh Grant, but if they sound like, I don't know,
listen,
Dick
mate,
Van Dyke.
Listen, mate, here's what I'm going to do for you.
Yeah.
We'll put the dick in the weather.
You're going to take it out, and we're going out to the pub, and we're going to have a pint.
That's not
the James Bond you're looking for. But I mean, the thing is true. I mean, if you hear somebody who sounds like a cast member from the Jersey Shore,
you're not going to immediately go, oh, hello, Dr. Smith, how are you?
They watch Fox. 80 IQ points, I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it could be the you could be the most brilliant neurosurgeon in the world, but if you walk in sounding like Pauly D from the Jersey Shore, your patient's going to be like, what the fuck's going on?
It's true.
Get me a dude who sounds
coming
like
this fall on Fox. Staten Island surgeon. Struggling for respect in an upper northeast something something.
Oh, I'd watch that.
I don't
that.
Know.
Did you guys see, speaking of Staten Island, did you guys, either of you watch any of the concert, the 12-12-12 concert for New York?
No, because I heard Sir Paul McCartney was going to sing, and have you heard him?
Yeah,
it's a
I
British
have.
Accent.
He should not sing anymore. Paul McCartney.
Oh.
Well,
stop singing. You can't do it.
He's doing Helter Skelter a lot.
Ugh.
Which is not so much singing as it is screaming. He was fine. I thought the Nirvana, the new song that he did with Nirvana was
no.
fine.
No.
On principle, no.
Leave
or did you hear
Dave
it?
Grohl alone.
Dave, I love seeing Dave Grohl play the drums, man. That is the best thing.
I do not like seeing him with Paul McCartney.
But, I mean, the whole concert was aside from Adam Sandler. Sorry, Ted. The whole concert.
Wait, what?
They're both Jewish.
He owes me an apology.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Hanukkah song. I can't.
Continue.
Anytime you insult a Jew, you have to apologize to another one. It's
That's
a rule.
Right. It's true. Rule. For the ACLU.
It keeps the cosmic balance.
It does.
The ACLU, because they're all lawyers.
Mm.
And they're all Jewish.
Yeah. Well,
nice Jewish doctor.
I meant APAC, not ACLU. I get my.
Oh, well, I just figured because ACLU was lawyers.
Same difference. Anyway, go ahead. But you apologize.
If there's
more.
One thing America needs, it's more lawyers.
The Who was fantastic. Billy Joel was really, really good.
Oh, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel was good. The Who was good. Kanye West was Kanye West. Here's a fun fact about Kanye West. I saw him come on, and I dislike him intensely. I dislike
George
him.
Bush wasn't like black people. Did he say that this time?
Yeah. No, I don't know, because I saw him come on, and he did one, yeah, yeah, and I watched The Soup on DVR, and I was able to get through an entire episode of The Soup, fast-forwarding through breaks, during the Kanye West set. So I came back, and they were doing, like, Drunk Uncle or something, which was a terrible choice.
I didn't watch it.
Doing Drunk Uncle for a crowd that came to see a rock concert at Madison Square Garden was a poor choice.
Yeah.
A very poor choice, because it was, you could hear a pin drop in there. And The Who had already performed, The Rolling Stones had performed, Springsteen had performed. And by the way, sorry, New Jersey, but Bon Jovi with Bruce Springsteen is not like chocolate and peanut butter. It's like chocolate and
like New Jersey, New
battery
Jersey.
Acid. Ooh. It doesn't go well together.
Nothing
they did
with battery acid.
It didn't sound good. I like John Bon Jovi and I like Bruce Springsteen, but together they were not good.
Wait, so all these bands opened for Kanye?
Well, he would tell you. Actually, if you were to ask him, The Who opened for Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
Paul McCartney closed the show. That was
yeah, because nobody could hear anything from their bleeding ears after singing.
Springsteen opened the show, McCartney closed the show.
Well, I need to hear Paul McCartney sing now. It sounds horrible.
Did you watch? Okay, just pull up the Saturday Night Live from this weekend.
Oh, I don't.
Watch
I don't.
So bad.
I don't need to pull that out. I've actually got. Let me go in through.
It
here
doesn't
a
count
bit.
If it's recorded because they'll fix it. You have to do the live stuff.
This is live. This is live from the 12-12-12 concert.
We're gonna do the song we jammed now. First time we've done it live for you here tonight.
And I don't know what Paul McCartney was playing, but it was kind of a cool looking instrument.
It was like a cereal box with strings. Right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, like a metal cereal box with strings. Looked very cool.
They did this song on SNL too, and it was okay. It was whatever the slow jam he did on SNL was just. It was and the Olympics. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
I've done Yoko. I don't know why.
He sounds fine. He sounds fine.
sounds like they turned the mic down.
Yeah, the music's really loud.
Well, yeah, it's a live concert. He sounds fine.
Dear listeners, pull up the Olympics. Pull up the whatever the slow song was the other night. Homeboy just should.
Well, yeah, but he still rocks. He needs to figure out what he can do well and do that. Because he sounds fine when he does Helter Skelter. He sounds fine when he's doing this. Because he's not having to carry that melodic tune. I will buy that the melodic tune has gone out of Paul McCartney's voice. I will absolutely buy that as an argument. But McCartney sounded fine. He was no The Who. But then again, he's never been The Who. Because for my money, The Who is the best band ever. That's just me. It's not just me, but
yeah, other people think
there are other people that agree with me, but that's what I say. So yeah, getting back to accents, it's don't stereotype people. That's what we wanted to say. this is weird. The state of Washington, you know how they're making cars more fuel efficient now?
Yes.
Because the government wants it and it's better for the environment and all that.
For like crappy reasons.
Yeah, well, there is a side effect, Ted.
Oh.
Apparently now all these fuel efficient cars mean the state of Washington isn't getting enough money in gas tax.
Oh.
So they are losing that money, and as a result, they're considering what they're calling a pay by mile tax. The state predicts the gas tax collected today won't add up to enough cash to pay for future road projects, and drivers of fuel-efficient cars are spending less at the pump, which means they're paying less in gas tax while driving the same amount of miles. So, the state is considering the pay-by-mile tax to even the playing field, since, as it stands now, drivers of gas guzzlers pay more in taxes per mile than drivers of fuel-efficient cars. In the future, as vehicles get more and more efficient, it puts more of a strain on the ability to maintain and operate the transportation system. That's from Jeff Doyle from the Washington State Department of Transportation. So the tax could be implemented through yearly odometer checks using tolling devices.
Totally fair.
That
totally
were tested
fair.
During a study 4 years ago.
That's fair.
Or through a system similar to the existing Good to Go Pass, which is something up in Washington State. The legislature will be asked to spend several million dollars on another study to find the recommended method. Now, Washington State's not alone. 20 states, including Oregon, are also considering similar measures. And California. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, more tax. They're talking about 1.5 cents per mile.
No, just not necessarily more tax, just changing how people pay the tax, which is fair, because somebody, if you're going to get a car, you probably want to drive it on a street.
Right.
Somebody's got to build that street and keep it paved.
Well, one could argue that you driving down the street in your big SUV is putting a lot more strain on somebody driving down the street in a light, small car.
There are hybrid SUVs.
I understand.
And SUVs also have to get more fuel efficient.
So. Yeah, everything's getting more fuel efficient. So.
But it's the argument there is that every mile is doing the same amount of damage and environmental impact if you're charging each mile equally. So is that a fair way to?
No,
charge
I don't think it's based on environmental impact. I think it's based on infrastructure.
It's completely revenue based and maintaining
but
the infrastructure.
Yeah, it's infrastructure based.
Well, I'm just saying, like an SUV drives 1,000 miles and a hybrid mini car drives 1,000 miles. The same tax for each mile driven is going to the coffers, but one is doing less damage and impact than the other one is.
Right.
The difference between a heavy, most passenger vehicles,
right,
that pay similar passenger vehicle rates is negligible. It's possible that I work for people who work for Caltrans.
Could be.
Is negligible compared to now. There's a big difference. The heavier the car gets, the more damage it does. That's why trucks pay a hell of a lot more to like go over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they pay a lot more of. Weight fees when they're registered, things like that. But the difference, you know, over its lifetime, the difference between a Honda Pilot and a whatever Prius, not as
right.
big as the difference between, you know, a Prius and a Mack truck.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the big thing people are going to have a problem with this is the idea that the government is tracking your movements.
They're not tracking your movement, they're tracking your mileage. England does
this.
Nah. England does, they require...
Oh, well, that makes it okay.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that they actually kind of, what they do there probably makes some more sense. They have to get this, they get their car checked every year, and so they don't allow cars to drive down the street that are clearly unsafe for traveling, where you've got like the back end tied on with a rope.
Yeah, I love it.
spare tire driving.
Love that in California, the only inspection system is the smog test. So yeah. So you can have the entire car held together with coat hangers, metal coat hangers, and a plastic Jesus glued on, and if your exhaust system is perfectly intact, you are going to pass every time. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a new car and somebody happens to try and steal your catalytic converter, so you have a leak in your system, your car that's perfectly safe on the road, aside from a small leak, will fail.
Yeah.
And that's kind of weird, because on the East Coast, they actually check everything. When you go in for an inspection in Vermont, say, they check all of your headlights, taillights, make sure everything's working. And in California, they do not.
So then... just checking the number on the odometer. They're not GPSing the car, I don't think. They're just checking.
Well,
you came in here last week, you know, last year, and it was 100,000. You came in this year, and it's 150,000.
Well, you know, if I lived in Washington, if that were the case, if it were just like that, everybody would have their car up on blocks and running it backwards like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off to take miles off.
Did that work in the end?
No, not so well.
Not on that car. But I have seen it work. My dad used to have a Jeep pickup, and I remember I drove through a field backwards, and the odometer did go backwards.
Is that a bug or a feature?
Wow. It's a feature.
Feature bug.
I don't know that it would work with the digital odometers that we have now.
Probably not. You could probably hack your car. I don't know.
That's the other thing. You get some nerd with a computer and you hack in and go, oh, I went 150 miles this year.
I went negative miles. You owe me money.
You owe me money back. Give me money back.
Wow.
They need to start doing more like turnpikes. I remember that driving on the East Coast. You were just paying tolls all the damn time.
Depending on where you are, yeah. I mean, to get in and out of New York City, it's like getting in and out of San Francisco. You have to pay tolls, except in New York, there are a lot more tolls going into Manhattan.
In Dallas, don't they have a lot of toll roads as you just drive through the city, or is that just something I made up? I went there a long time ago. I recall that being the case.
I don't know.
Do either of you know? Okay.
I don't know. I know the other states have a lot more tolls than California does.
Yeah, I mean,
we only have bridges, and then there's some toll roads. And an increasing number of HOT lanes.
Yeah, there's, what is it, 580 in the Bay mm-hmm. Area?
Yeah.
Or 680?
Both. I think there's segments of both.
Yeah, you can get over, and if you've got the Easy Pass or Fast Pass, whatever it's called. I've got it in my car. I don't remember what it's called. They just take my money. So
it works out well.
It does. Some TV station news. A Louisiana television station fired their meteorologist, Ron DeLee, and it's got people very upset, and not for why you would think. Twitter is ablaze with outrage comments like, KTBS owes Ron DeLee an apology and should give her a job back, and Sista just can't win. Basically, she was fired for responding to ignorant posts, which will happen. People write terrible things into on-air people, like about how they look and what they're doing and stuff like that. I don't know why they do it, but people do it all the time.
We should ask Jeff.
Although he only does it at his work. So if you come to him,
he doesn't exist.
She was terminated from her position at the ABC affiliate in Shreveport, Louisiana, after responding to a racially charged remarks about her short natural hairstyle. The exchange between Lee and a viewer happened back in October on the official Facebook page, where a viewer, Emmett Vaskuku, I'm just going to call him Emmett, he posted a comment suggesting that Lee, as quote, the black lady that does the news. Now, again, he probably was just singling her out as opposed to the others. He suggested that she should, quote, wear a wig or grow some more hair. Lee responded to his comment at length on a Facebook thread saying, quote, I'm sorry you don't like my ethnic hair, and no, I don't have cancer. She wrote, I'm very proud of my African-American ancestry, which includes my hair. For your edification, traditionally, our hair doesn't grow downward. It grows upward.
Ooh.
Don't
feed the trolls.
That wasn't... Yeah, that's kind of feeding the trolls, but it wasn't like she... I mean, she wasn't like, hey, F you.
Oh, yeah.
A rather erudite response.
So in the end, the guy ended up apologizing via Facebook.
Oh,
He also called the station manager to express his regret. However, in the wake of all
that
the...
That never happens.
Well,
a unicorn troll.
What's weird is...
Magical. A magical person who admitted fault on the internet and apologized.
That's the story.
What happens a lot of times with people is they don't realize that you're actually talking to people. They just go, oh, well, it's somebody on the TV. Well, no, it's a person. But in the there's been a lot of publicity surrounding the firing. KTBS issued a statement making it clear they don't typically comment on personnel matters, but they felt that due to the interest surrounding the issue, it had to be, had to speak out. And the official statement says, on November 28th, KTBS dismissed two employees for repeated violation of the station's written procedure. We can confirm that Rhonda Lee was one of the employees. Another employee was a white male reporter who was an 8-year veteran of the station. The policy they violated provided a specific procedure for responding to viewer comments on the official KTBS Facebook page, including is an email that was sent to all news department employees informing them of the procedure. The procedure is based on advice from national experts and commonly used by the national broadcast and cable networks and local television stations across the country. Unfortunately, television personalities have long been subject to harsh criticism and negative viewer comments about their appearance and performance. If harsh viewer comments are posted on the station's official website, there's a specific procedure to follow. Ms. Rhonda Lee was let go for her repeatedly violating the procedure after being warned multiple times of the consequences of her behavior continued. Rhonda Lee was not dismissed for her appearance or defending her appearance. She was fired for continuing to violate company procedure.
Okay.
Now, you're the lawyer.
Yeah.
What are your feelings on that?
If it was a known policy of the station she had knowledge about and had been previously warned,
mm-hmm.
fair firing.
Yeah, I say so too.
Stupid, but
yeah.
Fair.
Wait, it
the
is.
The policy's weird, but I know like media people have crazy strict social media policies in a lot of traditional outlets. I don't know about
yeah.
other stuff, but I have friends who work for, you know, LA Times or whatever.
Yeah, if you are representing the station on its official Facebook page, you're speaking for the station,
right?
And if there's a policy saying don't do this, don't respond directly
yeah.
to
don't
this,
do it.
Then don't do it. I mean, I understand her point and I understand her wanting to do it, but the people who are all upset about her being fired don't seem to understand that they're. That there's freedom of speech and blah, blah, blah. But there's also consequences when you violate a company policy.
Well, it's not a First Amendment issue if it's in the course of her.
Of course.
Employment. Again, if she had notice about the policy.
And I'm sure she did.
She
was. And if she'd been counseled about it before.
And yeah. I'm guessing she was.
Then it's fair game.
Now, so. Ted, you're more into the, professionally into the internet than the rest of us.
She's a professional internetter.
What do you think about the whole social media and that sort of commenting on people and companies taking the stand like that?
Well, I think just as a journalist, I think it's a bad idea. I said it before, don't feed the trolls. I think it's best to just ignore that crap. You know, if I think it makes sense for your company to tell you not to do it and just follow their rules. You know, it's just, you know, there's social media rules for a reason. It's not just for the media. It's just, you know, if you work for a business, just be careful what you post on your
mm-hmm.
company page. You're going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole new world.
She should
people.
Blame Anderson Cooper for setting a bad example.
That's what Anderson Cooper fed the trolls.
Yeah, well, the other thing is Anderson Cooper is big enough to feed the trolls and not get fired for it. She was essentially fired for not listening.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was
true.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, we've got a call.
No,
no, we're making a call.
No, we don't.
I was trying to. Oh, we're going to AOL.
Remember that sound?
Remember this sound? Oh, we're almost there. Ah, oh, yeah.
It's torturous.
You know what's really funny is kids that are growing up today, like kids going into junior high, have no idea what this sound is.
No.
None.
Or the horrible feeling when you get like halfway through that sound and it stops.
Oh, and then you got to dial again.
And you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
Why is Prodigy not connecting, Dad?
And then someone picks up the phone and disconnects you from your AOL.
It'll happen. So, yeah.
I was privileged enough to grow up in a two phone line household.
Wow.
Ooh.
Actually, it was college that I had that problem. At home, it wasn't a problem.
Phone lines. What are those?
Yeah,
no. My God. That's how far we
two of them. What?
That's how far we've progressed. So, yeah, that's
what brought that on? Just a spontaneous.
We were talking about the internet.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Sometimes
that.
You just want to hear old-timey sound.
Yeah.
Old-timey sound.
Yeah, I bothered to pull
Ma,
that in.
Pa. come quick. Someone's dialing up the modem.
Someone's dialing up the modem. Let's do it.
Crank.
You know, the worst thing is you give it about 5 years and some hipster is going to want a 28K modem dial-up just because it's retro.
You say that, and the next thing that's going to happen is there's going to be some random crap that arrives in a box in my post because this is what my husband does. Like, we have one of every generation of iPod.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And he's fixed most of them. They work. But, like, I don't know why. We have an Apple Newton. We have several Zach Morris phones, which he doesn't understand that reference, but our American listeners will. And we have this little museum of Jurassic technology, which is a real place in Culver City.
Jurassic technology?
Yeah, it's weird. Dude, it's weird. It's like stuff of nightmares.
What's he doing with...
It's just a weird... it's a weird place, but I don't know.
Where does he keep all his gadgets?
On our bookshelf.
Oh, it's for display.
That's what bookshelves are for.
Oh.
Duh.
I know.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I don't even know if you can get
now he's going to get a
dial-up modem. Then you're going to have to get a phone line and go back
He'll
to
just
that.
Find some way to artfully display it. A shadow box. That'll be good. A small black box with another box.
It'll go next to the dial-up phone that's mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
With a cord on it. Yeah. That's.
Operator. I miss a good phone. You can't get a good phone anymore.
I know.
Heavy phone you can knock out someone with.
Yeah.
You can't get a good phone.
Yeah, you never get that satisfaction of hanging up.
That's right. You can't really express disdain.
Goodbye,
with
sir.
Now.
Yeah.
Good day.
Hanging up on telemarketers not as rewarding anymore.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. All right.
Do it in a Maine accent. I haven't forgotten.
I know.
Oh.
Small town news this week comes to us from Orono, Maine, where Orono police are looking for two unidentified women who stole beer from the back storage cooler of the Thriftway store on Park Street. Two women who were shown clearly on store security camera footage asked to use the employee restroom out back shortly after 10 p.m. Sunday night. Yeah, that's right. We say out back.
What?
That's what we do.
As opposed to?
In the back?
Yeah.
I'd say out back too.
While back there, one of both of them broke into a case of beer and removed three cans, according to Sergeant Louis LaJoy. The images show two women, one with dark hair and wearing what appears to be a black shirt with the word diamonds and a logo on it. The other woman has blonde hair and was wearing a gray Cleveland Browns football team sweatshirt.
So it does sound like the South. Is that what SNL is making fun of the other week? Because I was confused.
If anyone believes they know the identity of either or both of the women, they asked to call Officer Stephen Marco or Detective Derek Dinsmore at 866-4000.
Dinsmore?
Wait, three beers?
No.
Oh, sorry. Missed the quantity. That was the stolen.
Oh, no, you're right. That is it. They broke into a case of beer and stole three
of them. And now there's an APB out for them.
And not only is it, they've got two cops working on this.
Two cops on the case. We're going to get to the bottom of this one.
So, look, anyone preferring to make an anonymous tip can do so through Orono's public safety website using the Crime Watch link.
This wasn't Raiders Bud Light people. This was Guinness.
Very good beer.
They don't identify what it was, but...
It's
Maine. What's like the beer of Maine?
Listen,
do they drink Canadian beer because they're close to Canada?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get that there.
Is it Molson?
It could be Molson. It could be Labatt.
Labatt.
What's the Family Guy beer? Shoot, sorry.
Pawtucket Patriot.
Patriot. There we go.
Yeah,
that's Rhode Island.
No. Orono is a college town. It's just north of Bangor.
Oh,
it's where the University of Maine is. So my guess is.
What are they?
They're the Black Bears.
Go Black Bears.
Maine Black Bears.
I love their diner.
Aw, Black Bear Diner.
Smells like fresh bear.
So, if you know two chicks, one with a black shirt with diamonds on it, and the other one with a brown sweatshirt, they've stole something in the order of $5 worth of beer. Let one of those two cops know. It's important stuff.
Let me get to the bottom of this case.
Yeah. Sometimes small town news is hard to find, and other times it really just finds you. So there you go. That's it for this week. Everybody, enjoy your week before Christmas. Get your last minute shopping in on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. We have to pay for bandwidth. I have to renew the website and all that other jazz. These things aren't free, people. Our show's free, but it costs money to do stuff.
Lame.
I know. It is. It really is. They should just give me my internet stuff for free.
They should. If we did it more fuel efficiently,
you know, I would
give us bandwidth for free.
You know what? There should be a way for me to download my internet website for free so that that would work out that way.
Yeah.
Is there, can I go to like some weird backwoods sort of dark corner of the internet place so I can download my own bandwidth to put the show on?
Pretty sure that doesn't work that way.
I don't know. Can you? What would you download the bandwidth over?
I don't know.
Into a battery. Oh,
I have no idea. It's all very confusing. Yeah. So we're going to wrap the show this week. I happen to be putzing around with the TuneIn Radio app on my tablet, and I was listening to the radio out of London, England, and I heard this song, and it was super catchy. And I'm like, who is this?
Owl City.
No, it's not. It's Robbie Williams. The song's called Candy.
Robbie Williams is awesome.
Yeah, he is. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.